Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in May 2020. Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everyone, my name is James and welcome to Thursday's podcast. Today our passage is Galatians 5 verses 13 to 21 and we're going to focus on verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. There is something about walking that helps us to make sense of things. Moving gets us unstuck in more ways than one. As a family, where we can, we've been getting out and about for some of our daily exercise. And then we get home and we discuss to our shock how many people were also out on the streets walking, completely failing to see the hypocrisy. Somehow I don't think we're the only ones falling victim to this trap. As I recall though, Lucy and I, we've often gone for walks when we've just needed to have a good chat or when we've needed to make a big decision. We just had to get out the house, walk it out. And I'm sure many of you, like me, long to go for a walk with some of the people we've walked through life with. People who walk alongside us, who guide us. People who help us to make sense of stuff. When we're moving physically, it can help us to move emotionally and mentally. Particularly when we walk with other people. Well, we're talking about walking by the Spirit in our podcast today. And we're going to consider three things from the passage as a whole, which will be read at the end of the reflection. Two of those things are what we do to one another, and one is something we can do to ourselves. Firstly, those who walk by the Spirit love each other. Perhaps to our surprise, the ways of both religion and irreligion are seen as forms of slavery. Religion in the sense of observing the Jewish law, and irreligion doing whatever we want. One involves binding ourselves to the project of trying to become right with God through our own accomplishments, striving. The other involves doing whatever feels good in the moment. What that might appear to work in an instant, but it can cause destruction long term to ourselves or to others. We touched on this on Tuesday. Do you remember a story about chocolate rabbits? According to verse 13 and 14 in our passage today, the way of freedom, rather paradoxically, looks like self-giving, sacrificial love. Verse 13 reads like this. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbour as yourself. There's another feature word in these verses that is useful for us to highlight today. Serve one another. Serve one another humbly in love. Those who walk by the Spirit serve one another. In a time of loneliness and isolation, we all need to know we're part of something bigger, that we're connected to other people. I've noticed in me, it's in times when I've ignored those connections to other people or the wider world that I'm at risk of doing something foolish or feeling lost. Now is not the time to cut ourselves off from community. Mick, our team leader, gave us an important reminder a few weekends ago to not give up meeting where we can. Keep joining in with online for the better life. The truth is, we are not alone. We connect with a bigger story of faith and freedom. And even if we find ourselves self-isolating without much company, as we know some in our church family have to do right now, we do not need to despair. As we take our one walk a day, our prayer could be, I'm doing this with you, God. I'm doing this with you. There is one who journeys alongside us, walks with us and helps us, and that is the Holy Spirit. In times like these, we can find ourselves being carried along by the Holy Spirit. And we can still serve each other by doing something really practical together, like prayer. Prayer is one of the ways we can fall deeper in love with God and to serve each other. We do not need to be in the same place at the same time to pray. So it's perfect right now. Have you considered signing up for the prayer emails at STC? You can find out more on our website or through your church leader. Finally, those who walk by the Spirit deny themselves. Deny themselves of what? Well, Paul gives us a pretty detailed list of the bad things we can do to ourselves and to one another. He calls them the works of the flesh or the acts of the flesh, depending on what version of the Bible you're holding. True freedom in this life generates the choice to deny ourselves what we would otherwise desire. As we walk in obedience with God, these desires will fade away and the fruits of freedom will grow in us. And we're going to consider those fruits tomorrow. Often it's not an overnight growth with fruit, but over a season, maybe even in this season, we might find ourselves saying, "Oh my word, I don't need that in my life anymore like I did a year ago." Or, "Wow, I'm a bit more self-controlled than I was a year ago. That's amazing." That's often how it works. As we walk with Jesus, as we pray to God, we become more like Jesus. Nowhere is this freedom seen more clearly than in the person of Jesus. And over these next weeks, we might find ourselves being transformed into his likeness by one degree of glory to another. Those who walk by the Spirit love each other, serve each other, and deny themselves. Let's pray together now. Jesus, help us to pray like John the Baptist today, who said something along the lines of, "You must increase and we must decrease." Lord, we long for more of you in our lives and less of our desires. Less of me, more of you. Help us to recognize that your Spirit is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Galatians 5, verses 13 to 21. "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence we pour out your praise. And the song we sing forevermore. Spirit of our God, as it was in the Shining all around.